Radio Moments.
Radio 2 used to boast both FM and AM frequencies. But that all changed 30 years ago this week when it gave up its AM.
Hello, this is David Allen, and if you're wondering where your regular programme of early morning music has got to, well, we're on FM only from now on, because from August the 27th, this medium wave frequency will be broadcasting a new sport and education channel, Radio 5. So if you want to join me and all the other Radio 2 listeners, tune across now to FM, where you'll find us between 88 and 91. By the way, don't worry if your set says VHF or even U on the waveband switch, because they all mean the same thing. Now, if you don't happen to have FM or VHF on your set, then I'm afraid it does mean you'll need a new radio. These aren't too expensive, starting at around £10, but before you buy one, do make sure you listen to it in the shop. Our telephone helpline is open from 8 o'clock this morning for the cost of a local call. Just ring 0345 010 313 to talk to one of our experts.
Should we call that number? What is it? 0345 10313. Hello? What are we supposed to be doing?
Flick to the FM waveband.
OK.
And then you twiddle the dial all the way to the left, past the commercials.
Quality products at sensational price.
Past Radio 4.
Particular one, it's a fungus called Puccinia malvocerum. It affects hollyhocks,
very
mulvers,
nice.
Tree mallow.
On to Radio 3. Stone me! And good old Radio 2. Oops, left.
The end of a very warm Radio 2 on AM, at least this week in 1990. I calculate it left AM after 35 years of FM. And if it leaves FM after 35 years of DAB, that's in 10 years' time today. Dottie left One Extra's breakfast show a couple of weeks ago.
I'm going to try and get through this. I'm going to try. All right. Guys, thank you, man.
And her station celebrates its 18th anniversary this week, and it very nearly wasn't on DAB.
I started in January on an online proposition, but then we stopped that in February and was asked to write a case for a full radio station. So I did that from February till about May, June.
September 2001. The Government Department for Media says yes to a digital black music station.
When we initially got the go-ahead, it was a relief as well as a joy, because although there's part of you which always feels if you're going to get it, there's also a bit which says they could say no. Being the BBC, you sometimes do think that people are just going to do that to make a point. They're going to say no. But I think we definitely had a strong case, and I think we proved that we were going to do something completely different than everyone else.
We're here! I'm going to say welcome to One Extra, the new black music from the BBC. It's here! Oh my gosh, it's here!
It's myself, Treble T, alongside my compadre Mike Anthony from The Rampage and the gorgeous, talented Casey, kicking off the station in a fine style.
And what a way to launch dub plate pressure. That's so hot off the press, it's still smoking.
It's blinging black.
There's fire coming off the vinyl. Extra Dangerous, Rodney P, skits featuring Roots Maneuver, Beverly Knight and Gemma Fox, baby.
That was our very first special dub plate for One Extra. We've got more coming up from Demlock 57 Dynasty. We've got One Extra DJ interview. Some of the hottest DJs around the country are on One Extra. We'll be interviewing those throughout the show today, including... We have
One Extra coming at you this week in 2002 for the first time. Here's one anniversary we have to mention every year. This week in 1967, the offshore pirate stations had all closed down under the new law, apart from the one that had been the first, which carried on in rebellious and now illegal spirit.
The Rolling Stones on Radio Caroline, on your radio station, on the radio station that loves you. 40 minutes now after midnight, under my thumb.
Under your thumb.
It's a little bit podgy, but we've got a big thumb and we've got it there.
How you feeling?
Beautiful.
Happy.
Fantastic.
It's Caroline.
We know the Pals that B will be listening in tonight. Robbie Dale and Johnny Walker will be returning to England in the not-too-distant future, returning to England in triumph. To save you any troubles, we shall let you know exactly what flight we'll be on, what time we shall arrive, and what airport we shall arrive at.
so we might see you there in the future.
They might even lay on a taxi.
They'll put the red carpet out. They'll put the red carpet out. How many records have we played?
We played one, two, three records.
Three
fantastic
records.
Fantastic, yes.
And we're now criminals. That's beautiful.
We are criminals. Three records.
You couldn't do it as quick as
that. I'll tell you what, they're going to go around and arrest the Beatles tomorrow.
Anyway, I thought of a fabulous idea, Rob.
What's that?
Everybody's very happy tonight.
Have another drink. Yeah.
It's about, 60 million, 70 million. Half the world is listening to Radio Caroline tonight. Let us all have a good old-fashioned twist, right?
How about a dance?
Yeah.
Would you catch a dog?
I'd love to.
Caroline continues illegally with Johnny Walker after the new offshore pirate law this week 53 years ago. In 1977, if you were on air this week, here's the announcement you would have made.
That song probably hurts more than any. The green, green grass of home, which Elvis Presley will soon meet. Elvis Presley is dead. Radio Luxembourg will live on. And I am Tony Prince, and I have an immense feeling of loss tonight. The telephone is ringing. I'm not going to put it on the air at the moment because I have to get over these deep feelings of loss that I'm feeling tonight. This is a historic moment in pop music. Elvis Presley died in Memphis, Tennessee today at the age of 42. We have very little information, but the Daily Mirror will keep us informed as we get on with the Elvis music we're playing for you tonight. I'll be opening up the telephone line later on for anyone who wants to express their feelings of Elvis's death. What can I say? There isn't really a lot to say. We'll continue playing the commercials on Luxembourg because we are a commercial radio station. And we'll be here forever. But Elvis, after 42 years of dedication to music, he's gone. Finished.
Tony Prince on Radio Luxembourg this week, 47 years ago. So with Simon Bates quitting Classic FM for Smooth 10 years ago.
I'm indebted to David Lloyd, who knows much more about radio than I do.
The death of deep voiceover Bill Mitchell 23 years ago.
Keith Screws. No, that's not right.
Showtime Radio winning the sole national commercial FM license 19 years ago.
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd.
But it couldn't find the cash, so the license was seized by Classic. The death of Alan Dell, the second ever chart presenter, 64 years ago.
This record by Gale Warning and the Weathermen of Met Rock.
And Caroline returning 37 years ago.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Radio Caroline on 319 metres, 963 kilohertz. I'm Tom, and for the next hour, I'd like to take you on a couple of musical journeys through the past two decades.
Those are this week's radio moments.